At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A couple of things here really quick, Joe. First thing, we do have our event coming up next week, Buckets and Bets at Hard Rock. And it does look like we just tweeted this out. You can stop by Gunther Mazda this final weekend, scan the QR code, and get entered for your chance to win tickets to our event. So we'll have a pair of four-day general admission passes that we're going to be giving away. So if you head out to Gunther Mazda, you can do that. And we also have heat tickets to give away at some point.
Good. Which game again?
The Bulls game. Bulls game.
Bulls or Rockets?
Rockets. The only reason it actually says Bulls, they have the wrong team on here. You are right, though.
Yes. I thought we played the Bulls. I go, they're coming back down, huh?
Does it matter? I mean, honestly, I appreciate you correcting me, but does it matter?
Well, I like people. Doesn't matter. No, it does not matter. Hey, hey, Woody, besides everything on a Friday, man, this is a weird one. And I understand we treat college athletes differently now, especially in our big sports, because they're getting paid. They're still young guys, don't get me wrong, still young and dumb and going to do dumb things just like the rest of us did before we, you know, act like complete phonies about that. But this thing with Kane's quarterback, Carson Beck, is unbelievable. And I love all the social media people breaking it down and telling how he screwed up and what he did wrong. But what a hell of a start at the U here for Carson Beck. So first of all, Woody, I didn't get to this the other day. He's had two stolen vehicles, and his girlfriend, who's no longer looks like Hannah Cavender, had her car stolen too. How many college quarterbacks are driving around in a Lamborghini and a Mercedes?
All of them.
No,
are you asking, like, is that a serious question right now?
How many college athletes have two cars? Not one, but a Lamborghini and a Mercedes.
I would think more than you are leading on to. Well, let's see. Every college quarterback in the SEC, probably a handful
wrong.
Of them in the ACC.
Something's wrong when I hear a guy is driving
and a
Mercedes.
But, Joe.
You know what they tell them when they go to that symposium for rookies? That first thing they say is you can only drive one car, you can't drive two.
Yeah.
You only live in one home, you can't live in two homes at the same time. They got this great stuff.
Cars
they
are
do.
Depreciating assets. They tell them that too?
They hit them with, they got like five or six standard things the day I was there. So they hit them with.
Look, man.
No, it's interesting.
It's not that he's spending his money wisely, but.
No, he got $4 million friggin' dollars.
You're asking me how many of these guys have that?
And you know what? He could buy a lot more of them. I get it.
More than you would imagine, yes. I'm guessing. I told you, what was it, 2 years or 1 or 2 years ago, and I went to that ACC thing, and you bailed on me. You didn't come with me. And the guys were sitting down, and just the jewelry they were wearing, you could just tell that, like, there's a little bit of a shift here. Guys were wearing watches. You could tell, like, if you know watches.
We're only a couple years away from a guy flying into that ACC media day on a private plane, his own plane.
They don't even need the schools to pay for it anymore.
So what a start for Carson Beck, though. Stolen vehicles, and there were two of them.
Can he throw?
And a breakup.
He's had a
major breakup with, he decided you want to jump in the business of the famous social media folks. Hannah Cavender is one of them. And so.
This is the year, man. This is the year they got to win the ACC. Right? I mean, it's the only other step to take. If you do anything other than win the ACC this year, you have taken a step back, right?
I don't care about that right now. I'm talking about this guy. You're talking about everything.
I don't care about who he's dating or how many cars he has stolen. I care about if he can lead this team to an ACC championship.
This guy has now, first of all, he can't even throw.
I know.
And all the guys are saying nice things about him. Oh, he's taking us out. And he's there and he's
the guy, though. He's it. That's your guy.
Correct.
He's your Cam Ward for a year.
He is. He must realize there's a really good chance he's not Cam Ward.
I hope in his mind he thinks he is.
No. I want him to.
A little self-confidence.
First of all,
never bad.
They got to develop some guys, not the offensive line, not the running backs, but get some tight ends as good as what they had last year, and also a bunch of receivers that he's not going to be throwing to in spring football, but I guess we'll be back for off season to get a lot of work in there. But yeah, what a hell of a start, man. Talking about, I love that though. A Lamborghini and a Mercedes. Jesus. That's unbelievable. What do those Lamborghinis run? 300-400?
Yeah, you can't fit in one of those, can you? That's always been the problem, right?
I don't think I've ever sat in one. I've never had the itch to own one there, if that's where you're going to.
I don't think they get good gas mileage. They're not practical.
They look good.
Yeah. Well, they also make the ugly look good.
They make the ugly look good, too. and they make the older look younger. You left that one out. They make the older look younger.
Oh God.
They make the Bill Belichicks look a lot better. All right. Hey, we've got a lot of stuff going on here this morning. The Belichick thing. So now,
apparently, someone said you're out of touch. Shedeur Sanders drove a Bentley. Someone says, I don't even know if that's true.
I'm sure they do.
You are, by the way, when you come on and you go, how many of these kids are driving Lambos?
I didn't say that. I did not say that.
Oh, you said two cars.
Two cars.
You do sound a little bit like.
I know a lot of people have a lot of money. Millions and millions of dollars don't have a Mercedes and a Lamborghini.
Some people collect cars. Maybe he's a car guy. Maybe that's his thing. Why don't you leave him alone? Let him spend his money.
How about his ass to focus on being the damn quarterback at UM?
Someone said Chris Ricks was driving a Benz at FSU. Okay. Hey, man, guys have been getting cars for a while.
Hey,
right?
I got news for you.
I don't know. Didn't they give you a car to play at Cal?
They did, but I had to give it back once I got there. My mother.
Come on.
No, I'm dead serious.
Real? Is that a true story?
I told you. That was true.
They gave you a car and you gave it back?
They just said, here, we know your family only has the one car. Mm-hmm. Just keep this. And so, once you, first of all, before the recruiting was done, you know, they're saying, hey, what your son is doing is illegal. We're going to turn the school in that's doing it. And it didn't go over. So, my mother said, get rid of this car.
Did you say what kind of car it was?
I told you, it was Lincoln.
Lincoln?
A big, long-ass, comfortable-ass.
Like a town car or something?
Lincoln Continental. Okay. The old Lincoln Continental. And by the way, there was a little $100 bill stuffed in the front seat. I was like, damn, this is unbelievable.
Get out of here.
I'm dead serious.
Why? Stop for you?
And so what happened?
What did the good players get?
I don't know. But my mother said, give that thing back.
Texter says, Harold still thinks college athletes drive Ford Tauruses. I don't know if they make those anymore, by the way. That was my first car.
I'd like to see I would like to see the parking lot of
what, the UM?
All of the big schools, yeah, but like UM, I'd like to see that. I know the parking lot from Miami Dolphins pretty impressive.
Well, yeah, because they overpay everyone.
No, everybody gets paid. Minimum wage is like $600,000-$700,000 now for rookies. Everybody's making money. All right.
Well, then they pay, like, they paid Odell Beckham like a $2 million a catch or something. So, yeah.
Oh, God. Is that the best you can do is come up with that one? That was weak. No. You're better than that. Hey, yeah, we got to go. Atlantic Men's Clinic.
No, bullshit.
Can we go to break?
I didn't read you a text here.
What do you got?
I was going to say, someone said that the Vikings seriously considering Aaron Rodgers. We can discuss that if you want.
We said that.
Okay.
I don't know why. They going with J.J. McCarthy or no? What are we doing here?
Why'd they get rid of Sam Darnold then?
I think they wanted to keep him.
Do you think he's going to be good in Seattle?
I think he's going to take a big drop backwards.
I don't know who's going to be throwing to.
Exactly. I think he's not going to be in as friendly offense as he was in last year. And he's not going to be thrown to the same guys, for sure. It's going to be a little bit different for him.
Someone said they went car shopping. Coral Gables, a Porsche is $200,000 and a Ferrari is $700,000. I don't know if they're that expensive, but
Ferrari? I don't know.
Ferrari's cool.
You'd
be like Lewis Hamilton driving US1.
Woody, I go to South Florida Chevy dealers.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. That's
that
what
Corvette,
I go to.
By the way.
Corvette's
that
nice.
Corvette is.
Yeah, but those are only, what are they, 70, 80?
Yeah, but those also have the same effect on the ugly.
Oh, no, they make.
Yeah.
I always tell guys, you're going through a divorce or you're just getting old and you're single and you need to jump on one of those Corvettes.
If I ever get divorced, can you set me up with one of those?
Woody, I don't know if it would help.
Would help be an uphill battle, but I'd give up, to be quite honest.
Hey, Woody.
I would take the Corvette,
Woody, I look in the mirror now too. Not like I think that everybody's looking at me wanting to go out. All right, Atlantic Men's Clinic. Oh God, they've been helping people for a long time. Been talking about all the great work they're doing and helping people out and stuff. And I just want to tell you this. This weekend, this Friday, today, Atlantic Men's Clinic can help you get rid of ED and low T. And if you're going through it, and you know if you have it, you guys know if you're tired all the time, your sex drive is gone, Atlantic Men's Clinic can help you. Schedule a consultation at Atlantic Men's Clinic. Do it today, and you can start knocking it out. If it's to the point that it's messing with your head, and I know it did for me, man. And it was full-blown everything. And, boy, I'll tell you what, meeting with their professionals at Atlantic Men's Clinic made a big, big difference. The T, the PSA test, explained everything to you like you're a third grader. Six locations in South Florida. Got another one. Going to be in Hollywood here pretty soon. But you're going to get great results. And people ask me, how fast? I go, pretty fast. You'll start to notice a difference real, real fast. Take care of all your problems. In the bedroom, your energy level every day. Start doing more, and all of a sudden you go, it just kicks in. You go, you know what, man, this really makes a big difference, how I feel. Call them today and set up that first appointment. It's the most important one. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is this a little Jimi Hendrix? I think that sounded like Jimi Hendrix to start.
What's the line from that movie? Can you hear Jimmy, or you can hear Jimmy? Your white man can't jump, right?
I don't know, but that dude.
I can hear Jimmy.
I don't know if you like the singing or not, if you've ever, but that, you ever seen that guy? You ever seen video of, I know you didn't see him, but video of that guy playing the guitar?
Pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
He was unbelievable. And doing that on drugs, my God. You do that and you're that good on drugs? And I don't mean like a little cocaine. I'm talking about some of that stuff that makes you see like 19 worlds in different colors at the same time. Like you look at somebody and you start laughing. They had all that stuff in college in the 70s when I was at Berkeley. They had stuff. They had stuff I said, no, thank you.
Wow. If you were turning it down, it must have been
No. I didn't like that stuff that made you like walk and, you
know, seeing crazy stuff.
Yeah, and make-believe stuff around you and colors flashing in your face. But that was part of the Berkeley experience, man.
I'm guessing it probably is today.
I don't know. Looks like they've
calmed down over there.
I think they've calmed down. They still have Telegraph Avenue.
What's that?
Telegraph Avenue used to be home of the bong.
Mm.
And you could go in the back and get some cheap pot if you knew those guys. But the bongs were real big back then.
Sounds like a tough street.
Do kids still have bongs? Is that still around?
I don't know.
They used to look like art pieces, Woody.
They used to be big,
just big, beautiful.
I think there's been more like technological advances.
But, I'm guessing, everybody can do it literally on a
everything's
on a plane
smaller
now.
These days. Yeah.
Hey, so anyway, we've got
someone. By the way, texted in the Heat better order 15 body bags for tonight. Ooh. You think it's gonna get that ugly? By the way, the whole Celtics seems like questionable.
Yeah, but everybody's been questionable. Every time I look at the injured list for the games coming up, and it's everybody's team.
I'm just trying to put a positive spin on. I'm sure they'll get crushed, but.
Well, that doesn't mean they'll get crushed. They play national TV and played, was it Cleveland? They played a pretty good game, man.
So you think that will inspire them to play better, the fact that there's more television eyes?
I don't know. Is this nationally televised tonight?
I don't even know. I mean, you said that. I don't know.
No. I'm just saying the other day against Cleveland, they gave a great effort and hung in there. You know, they couldn't win, but they were.
It does not appear. It looks like maybe NBA TV, FanDuel Sports.
You know, all you need is a little. You just need.
Yeah,
a little
I don't
Eric
watch
Reed.
The national. By the way, even if the game was on ESPN's Friday night, I don't need Stephen A. Smith screaming at me pre, half, and post.
By the way, I'm with you on that one, man.
Why is he always yelling at me?
I will go Eric Reed. By the way, I don't know if they're running this piece. I just saw this piece with Ronnie Cicely and Bam Adebayo. Unbelievable! What a great piece. Ronnie's got a great personality and the respect Bam has. You know. About, you know, how this thing started. And, of course, Ronnie Cicely is the first pick in the history of the franchise, first-round pick. And has, you know, Ronnie, a lot of people don't realize. Ronnie was on talking about all the 2020 games and all the things that he did and all the double-doubles he had. And so, anyway, really, really, really nice stuff. All right. We got this this other thing I wanted to bring up here. I don't want to beat it up. I don't. And I want to try to get somewhat positive with the Miami Dolphins, which there's been a lot of disappointment. There has been a lot of disappointment, and it's not just me. It's a lot of people. They have re-signed Liam Eichenberg back for a year. 52 starts, by the way, if you're wondering. 52 starts. He wasn't in and out of the lineup. He played a lot of different positions on that first contract, second-round pick, moved up to get him out of Notre Dame. Thought he was going to be our left tackle, although the team, knowing them, would try to tell us they thought he would be the guy he is right now and plays every position. So the Liam Eichenberg thing, he was the number one target for everybody about the offensive line not working out. He was the number one guy. Besides the injuries, people would show video of him falling down and Eichenberg. And so, look, they re-signed him. We thought they were going to re-sign some of their veterans, including there was a chance, whether it was Rob Jones who signed with Dallas or somebody else, and saying Isaiah Wynn could still come back, who played at the end of the year, actually rotated with Liam Eichenberg at the right guard position at the end of the year. If he's coming back to add depth to the team, that's fine. If we're telling Liam Eichenberg he's going to come back and start in September, that's a problem. That's a problem. Please don't try to sell us that we're trying to upgrade the guard position if he's coming back and has been told you're going to start. Now, if you told him the truth, and like, hey, we love your experience. You can play a lot of position. You've helped us at center. You've helped us at guard. And when we've been banged up, you've always been there, and we respect that. Great. Great. We might need you down the road. Everybody needs 8, 9, 10 offensive linemen, especially Dolphins. We had a lot of guys banged up through the years, a lot. But if we're telling him he's going to be a starter, there's a problem. And I got to say this. I am shocked with what Liam Eichenberg has been through, where he's been the target, that he'd want to come back to the Miami Dolphins. I'd want a fresh start. If there was anything else out there that told me, hey, we'd love to have you. You're definitely love to get you on the team and the money's close. If I'm Liam Eichenberg, I would not want to come back to what everybody writes and says about me every day. Fan base to the media. I'd move on. And I'm not saying our media is like New York or Philadelphia. It's not. But again, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that they're still going to draft a guy that has a chance to come in and start right away at guard. That doesn't mean a 7th-round pick. Doesn't mean a 5th-round pick. Somebody in those first 4 or 5 picks that can play guard. And if they don't, they really are as dumb as people think they are and what they're doing. The draft, again, I think draft's still more important than what they just did. It really is. This draft's more important with 11 picks than than the free agents. And I know a lot of those free agents are going to play. Probably half of them are going to start, and that's okay. You're not going to have an all-star lineup of free agents, so I'm not going to read into that too much. I'm not sitting here and saying that guy can play and that guy can't play, because we've watched. I've watched Ashton Davis play, and I've seen Nick Westbrook, Okine play, and, you know, good players, good players. James Daniels, everybody's raving about before his Achilles injury. But a lot of this work still needs to be done. There is still major, major priorities at guard, cornerback, and defensive tackle. And since you don't have money to go out and get the best, you got to do some drafting. You got to do some drafting and be committed to some guys. And not, well, we'll slide down and get a guy we like as much. Take the best damn guy. Take the best damn guy. So that's all. This is not a bash job on Eichenberg. If he's coming in to be one of your 9 guys and going to help add depth, and you leave it at that because you like him at center and you're okay with him at guard, but you can't sit and have that guy take all the heat last year. Some of it really for a reason. And now all of a sudden you're going to try to sell us he's coming back to be a starter. Then we got a problem. We really do. we have a problem. And by the way, our coaches fall in love with guys, and they should. Guys play hard. They work hard. I get that Butch Berry loves Liam Eichenberg. I know. Guy's hurting. He's banged up. And he goes, don't worry, coach, I'm going to play. Man, you love that guy. You love that guy. And Eichenberg's that guy. But it's still about quality of play. And I think sometimes coaches fall way too in love with players and go to bat and go up there. And I think sometimes it's not hard to sell Chris Greer on something. Okay, if that's what you want. Anyway, we got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. We're just getting started. We got Mike Florio going to join us still coming up here. We'll talk to Micah about a lot of things here, including quarterback position, and we'll talk a little bit about the Miami Dolphins with him as well. Right now, I want to talk about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. 35 years in the business, built every day on great service. And that means getting approved for a mortgage quickly. You find something on a weekend, you're driving around, you want to get approved for a certain amount of money, and Michael Kotze gets the process started, and the next thing you know, you're done. While the banks are still rolling around trying to figure it out, you've been approved, and you're good to go. First-time home buyer rates, fixed rates right now in the fives, so they're coming down. Self-employed, you've been declined by the banks, not Michael Kotze. He's got special plans for first-time home buyers. He got special deals for self-employed that have been declined by the banks. And he just says, hey, Joe, send them to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, and find out what they're saying about them. Yes, fixed rates in the fives right now for you to take advantage of. And the difference is you can always, even on a weekend, get a hold of Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. That's a big one, man. That's a big one. Along with maybe reverse mortgage, one of the most popular mortgages for folks 62 and older and their spouse 62 and older, you qualify. And if you're sitting with a lot of equity in your home and you could really use that money, call Michael Kotze. One of the many things he does and does well is get you approved. The guy's always working. You can call or text him, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730, MLS 166254, rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Things to get you caught up on here. First, weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 66 degrees. We'll peak at 78 later today. And all sun once again here. Another beautiful day out there, Joe, with our tennis tournament around the corner. And also around the corner, WQAM invites you
damn,
to experience.
That's why I'm in a good mood. Damn tournament's coming up.
And everyone's playing, right? Joker?
Joker's coming.
He's allowed in the country now. Yeah, it's great.
Why will you?
I like him a lot. I know you're not a huge fan of his, but
First of all,
know you dislike him.
Just say Djokovic is coming. You don't have to say that.
Sorry,
you always got to bring.
This is the first time he's come back, though, isn't it?
You always got to go edgy politics. Just stop it. Stop watching those shows.
WQAM invites you to experience every upset, buzzer beater, and every heart stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets from March 20th to the 23rd, presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, drinks, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages are available at Ticketmaster. You can get all the info at WQAM.com. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 and up and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMITTED, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood. Sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. And by the way, if you check out our Twitter page, the WQAM Twitter page, they have the info for the giveaway that they're doing at Gunther Mazda.
So good. All right.
A lot of good stuff going on. We got the heat tickets at some point, too.
All right. Well,
let's not forget about that.
Let's do it right now. Let's do that.
You'll do it right now?
Yeah, instead of stay away from the 9 o'clock hour. Everything's in the 9 o'clock hour.
Caller number 5-305-567-0560. You make the rules around here.
There's no reason for that. Let's just do it now. Pair a ticket. You don't have to,
It's true.
What's true? Man, I got to tell you, you need a weekend.
I do need a weekend.
You do.
Well, we're like an hour away.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear 9 o'clock. Best part of the weekend is to hear that top of 9, man.
I always like that stuff.
I love that. I always laugh. That makes me laugh. So,
you been watching this college basketball, by the way, with the tournament around the corner here? You catching up on any of this stuff? The Cooper Flagg thing was sad yesterday.
As long as he's back for the big turn, I don't care about the ACC tournament.
That guy was up like 10 feet in the air and his ankle rolled. But he was back on the bench at the end of the game.
Well,
that was pretty crazy.
They don't win if he can't play.
So I hear.
They're in big trouble. Number one pick in the NBA draft. That would be a bad one. All right. So we got this thing with, and we'll talk to Mike Florio about it. I saw Adam Schefter. I don't know what happened. Adam Schefter's had issues with Aaron Rodgers before, and Aaron Rodgers taking some shots at him for the inside stuff, and Aaron Rodgers said it was all BS and it was made up stuff. But everybody's waiting on Aaron Rodgers. Here we are, week of free agency, and everybody is waiting on Aaron Rodgers. I think the most impressive thing for everybody thought he was done and nobody will want him, he's a pain, that the Vikings, Giants, and Steelers all want him. So now he's trying to figure out best money, best place to win combination. Obviously, he doesn't want to go to a bad team and run for his life. I get it. And he wants to get paid like a guy that's got three teams interested in him, which usually that means more money. So I just think, and everybody's kind of showed their hand, like, we've looked at Aaron Rodgers, we've looked at Russell Wilson, and Aaron Rodgers is the priority. Everybody that's watched him play, and Aaron Rodgers, and, you know, I'm guessing the day we had Charles Davis on, and he pretty much his days of telling everybody he wants his old Green Bay guys back together, his favorite players from the Jets, they're just going to tell him, we don't need another GM, we just need a quarterback. That's it. We don't need a guy to be the PR piece for our team and tell us what we should do. We just want a quarterback. So that whole thing with Aaron Rodgers coming up here is going to be really interesting. And he's really pissing everybody off because everybody's waiting, right?
It's one of the great off-season traditions, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Aaron Rodgers waiting game. I love it. You got to admit, it is pretty funny. He holds all these teams hostage every year. It's a great off-season tradition. By the way, Joe, people are calling, we did just give away the tickets. Muhammad in Hialeah Gardens took them today.
Good.
We'll try to get more next week.
That sounds good.
But you got to admit, it is kind of funny to watch this every year, this guy holding all these teams hostage here.
And he knows what's going on, right? He knows
as he's
walking on the beach in Malibu.
Is that a nice beach over there?
Yeah, no, it's down south. They got great beaches. But I just think it's funny for a guy that made it clear to everybody he wants to play. He's not done. He doesn't want to finish like this. And now all these teams run at him. He goes, I got to think about it. I got to think about it. Poor Russell Wilson. Well, I don't know poor Russell Wilson. He's been just fine, too.
He's made a lot of money, but this has got to be pretty embarrassing for
him. Yes. Went to Cleveland. He walked out without a contract.
Oh. Boy, that Cleveland thing's a mess. Where do you think these guys end up if you had to put your money on it here today? I'm guessing by the end of the weekend we might know.
I don't know. That everybody told me. I was listening to Mike Florio saying a couple days we should know, and here we are. A couple days on top of a couple days.
Rodgers just needs, just like us, he just needs the weekend.
So what do you really need to think about? Like, okay, the money. So you call or you have your agent call, max money you can give me. This is where I want to be. You know the weapons. You know what the team looks like. It really comes down to money. Or if you got to take a little bit less money, but you got a chance to win, I don't know. I look at all three places. The Minnesota thing he might be interested in, but he also knows they got a rookie quarterback. And if he doesn't play well, that guy might jump right in and take that job. They apparently like him a lot. But
I still think they screwed up with the Sam Darnold thing. But
well, if he knew he was going to be the Minnesota Vikings starting quarterback, his ass would take that job. That's the best job.
You think?
Sam?
I think Pittsburgh is.
No. Did you see what just happened to Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
Come on,
that's
Woody.
That's true.
He just got me 100.
I know, but Pittsburgh's got Super Bowl written all over them, right? If they could get some good quarterback play. You got,
what's Minnesota?
Just added a monster receiver.
Look at Minnesota's team.
I know, they're good too, but you just added a monster receiver. You know defensively they're good. And they're a good organization too, right?
Yes.
That coach over there has been very consistent, to say
the
least.
But I would tell you right now, if we were to talk who's going to go right now, just looking at roster deeper into the playoffs, probably go Minnesota a little bit ahead of Pittsburgh.
Perhaps.
That's a tough division,
yes,
first
it is.
Of all. Baltimore is going to be right up there again. Pittsburgh,
every year.
Cincinnati, if they get any kind of defense, and unless they lose half their guys, that just looks... That looks like that's going to be a tough one. We have 9 o'clock hour here coming up here, and we'll jump on some other things here with Mike Florio coming up here, and again, you know, I look at everything, and it's hard. I was talking to my 49er buddies last night. And they go, hey, how'd you guys do? Kind of looked at your group. I said, you know, it's a low budget group of free agents, low budget. And he goes, huh, you got a low budget. They just cleaned our team out. We have no money. We loaded up last year. The 49ers loaded up to make a run and win it all after coming so close to beating Kansas City. They loaded up, added a few more pieces, gave out some max contracts to two guys that held out, end up, by the way, both of them got injured. One guy basically the whole year, and the tackle played about half the year. So that was a waste right off the bat, but you gave them those contracts, you redid them. You literally loaded up, the 49ers did last year, to go, this is it, let's go for it, and it didn't work. Didn't work. They looked terrible. They came out here, they looked awful against the Dolphins. So they ended up losing all these players, traded them, cut them, and let them go to free agency and didn't even try to re-sign them. So, and then you got some teams that got to figure it out. That Buffalo doesn't look like they've lost a lot. They look in good shape, right, Woody? Are you with me on this? Buffalo looks good. Baltimore looks like they're in pretty good shape, right, to make a run.
I'm
not counting Kansas City out.
Though, man, like, it doesn't even matter. They got those quarterbacks there, so.
Yes, that's true. by the way.
You have Josh Allen. You're going to have a chance. If you have Patrick Mahomes, you have Lamar is in that
group.
You
got a chance. You have that chance, no question. All right.
We're trying to get into that that club.
We're talking about a backup quarterback, case on quarterback
moves at this moment. Is the offensive line coming together?
I don't know. Well, we don't even know. They're waiting for Teron to make a decision if whether he's coming back.
Great.
They gotta be looking for another guard. Please don't tell me that was you guys feel you have enough of guard. Please tell me we're gonna draft a guard or two.
Let me squeeze one in here. 917 says you signed Eichenberg for one reason, to cover your ass and not admit you blew it. It shows you put yourself over the team's success. Terrible. By the way, I think Chris has done that with a lot of his guys. He sticks with them to a fault because he doesn't want to look bad, quarterback included.
I think Mike still has one problem he's had as a GM for a long time. When his coaching staff falls in love with people, he doesn't want to go against them because...
You're talking about Mike going after Chris.
Excuse me. I said Mike. Chris.
Yeah.
Chris is a GM's biggest problem. It's not that he doesn't know what's out there and doesn't. Obviously, he got a pretty good idea. But as a GM, you can't have coaches running to you that they love guys and they want them. If you don't like them or you don't think it upgrades the team... You're supposed to be looking from the outside in as a GM and not just falling in love. Coach is going to fall in love with guys all the time. We've had a lot of coaches down here fall in love with guys. And Chris's thing has always been, I don't want to fight with my guys. If I give them somebody they really don't want and I don't give them the guy they like, it could cause problems in the organization. And then we're not on the same page and it gets ugly and we lose some games. And then we're finger pointing and we could lose our jobs. We don't want that to happen. So anyway, I hope there's a game plan here for part two coming up, as in the draft. Beverly's Jewelers, there's always a game plan there. They got an incredible offer right now that I want to tell you about, man. If you are thinking about getting engaged right now, you're thinking about getting engaged and you're on that tight budget like most guys, they have an incredible offer. You don't want to miss out on this. A stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity e-color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. Man, it looks great. You're going to love it, man. You got to go see it in person. You got to go to Beverly's Jewelers on Commercial Boulevard to see it. Matter of fact, you can choose from all shapes, larger size available, similar savings, but hurry. This deal's only for a limited time. Plus, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and so can you. And no matter what you're looking for, the perfect gift for a birthday, an anniversary, or anything else, I've been going to Jeff and Amanda Beverly's Jewelers for a long, long, long time. And I know I wouldn't go anywhere else. And once you start going there, you won't go anywhere else. Off Commercial Boulevard. Or online to bevjewelers.com to check out what's going on. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.